32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to this week's edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and it is Thursday. It is the Thursday before the 2016 Comrades Marathon. We've been doing a little bit of a build-up here on 32GI Sports Nutrition. Some great information. If you haven't seen it, tapering, probably a little bit late to be worrying about that, but we've got a fantastic podcast I did with Mark Wolf about night before and race day, which it's not too late. So go have a listen to that if you want. Expo's starting today. People are starting to register. The excitement is building for Sunday. And talking about the excitement and talking about the sort of top end of the race, who's going to be coming out on top Sunday? It's always up in the air. It is such a long race. Anyone can win. We spoke to our defending downrun champion, Bongusa Ntembo, recently. And it's now a great pleasure to welcome on to 32GI Sports Nutrition, Arthur Ford team manager and team manager for Bongusa, Martin Ngwenya. Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, David.
Well, Martin, coming to us from Skype in KZN. Martin, race week is here. Race day is coming up. Are your guys ready?
Yes, Mike. As a manager, when it's time like this, you get so stressed. But I think my runners are ready.
Now, we had that chat with Bongusa a couple of weeks ago. He's confident, but he knows the luck of the draw. He knows what the race is like. Anything can happen on race day. How is he specifically looking?
At the moment, he's looking good. Everything went well. He was training there down in Underbeck, up in Underbeck, actually. But when he started the training camp in October, he was having a little bit of problems, but now everything is looking good. He's fit. I think he's ready for the race. And not talking about Bongusa only, all the guys that are there in the camp with him, I think they are ready.
Well, talk us through some of your other contenders in the Arthur Ford team.
Yeah, we've got Bongusa first, who's the defending champion. And we've got Tuso, who came 10th last year. And we've got Luzugo, who's very, very promising, who's been running 6-something in the comrades, but now he's in a good shape. I think this year he's going to give us good results. And we also got Manda Tumagute, who's also not having a gold, but he's got a silver medalist, but he's on good shape at the moment, but we'll see on Sunday what's going to happen.
Now, Martin, it's always difficult. Every run, especially at this distance, is an individual when it comes to nutrition, sort of what they're taking in. What sort of guidance do you as a team manager, though, give the overall squad?
You know, David, at the moment it's been a pleasure to us because we've been with the 32GI for the past, I would say, from 2009, for about 8 years, I think. And they've been so good to us. And we've been using the 32GI. That's the only supplement that we are using at the moment. We're not using anything, and it's been good for us. And all our athletes have been tested, and nothing has went wrong. So we don't see anything to change the product, and the product is very good. And Mark Wolf has been very, very great to us because of he's been setting us some of the nutrition, what do we need to take. But we normally, like Bongusa said before on his interview, that he's using recovery. Most of our athletes, they take their supplement, just their meal supplement, and they're also taking vegetables. Like, that's the only thing that I can say that they're taking. That's the 32GI, that's the most supplement that you are using.
Martin, lastly, I just want to ask you, on race day itself, I mean, there's so many tables there at Comrades. I know the clubs, some of them put tables for their specific club members every 15 kilometers. But for your team in particular, how do you get nutrition to your guys on the race route?
Okay. With us, especially with all the top elite runners, what if I can call them like that, elite runners, elite teams. What is happening? We've got the seconding teams. So we've got people that are seconding the guys because we don't want our guys to take anything from anyone. So they end up getting into trouble. So what we do, we arrange the guys that will need the ball. So the guy themselves, Bomusa, whoever, and Tuso, whoever that's running on the day, he takes the bottles, he needs the supplement himself. We take the bottles and put it in the car for the next day and put it with ice. Then on the following day, on the race day, we give them whatever they want. If they want recovery, they just shout for recovery. But no matter what we do, we talk. We have a talk on Saturday, a day before the race, that, okay, after certain kilometers, what you guys will be needing, then we know that, okay, if they need, let's say, endurance, if they need after 15Ks, we know exactly that, but most of there will be a guy there that's standing, waiting for you, you get your injury. After the race, the recovery has been mixed already, is there, the guy there is taking it, that's it.
Well, Martin Gwenya, team manager for Arthur Ford, best of luck. Thanks for joining us on Skype and taking the time out so close to the race, and best of luck to all your guys out there on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Well, I head over now to chat to Dana Kutsia, a man who's become very well known in running circles. Not that he wasn't before, but he heads up. He's the team manager of KPMG Running Club, who've done absolutely fantastic things in the last over 2 years in the running scene. They've signed up some really great elite athletes in the past year alone, none other than Caroline Vossman. And what a debut it was in the colors at a sort of a major ultra race in South Africa, with her going on to defend her Old Mutual Two Oceans crown. Dana, thank you very much, first of all, for joining us. And for you guys as a club, seeing Caroline winning Two Oceans must have been a magic experience.
Yes, thanks for hosting me, David. It's a very big privilege to have Caroline in the KPMG camp. And it was amazing. She used Two Oceans as a training run and build up to Comrades 2016. And the next moment she ran a 28:50 seconds in her last 8Ks just to see if she got enough speed, you know.
Now, Donna, you know, a lot of people out there sort of have seen KPMG athletes sort of popping up. I know you've got Christine Kalmer as well. You've got Jenna Challenor has been with you a while. But people might not still know. They'll think, oh, the club just sort of burst onto the scene. For people out there, maybe just give them a bit more of an idea of the ethos of the club, what your goal is. I know you guys also have a very big side where you focus on development as well.
Yes, David, at this stage, we started with the KPMG Running Academy, Forte Running Academy in Johannesburg, and it's running now for plus minus 3 years. I'm very new at KPMG. When we start the running club, we're 10 months old, and we just started as employee club, and then we slowly build up our juniors, girls, who is amazing, with Simone Weitz, Nicole van der Merwe, Shirley Schumann, and we start just last year, August, with the cross country and all over, and the next moment KPMG was on a map, and then we slowly work on a little bit of elite, very small elite ladies runners to build up a very strong team on it, and that's where we get hold of Jenna approach us, and Christine later on, and Nolene Conrad. She was a teacher with Furin to school, and then that's how we started. And late last year, Caroline approached us and asked us what is the KPMG running club involved with and all that. And she says, because she's a qualified CA, and it will fit in with her qualifications to be a run for KPMG. And then we start talking to her, and the next moment in January she joined KPMG, and we're very, very excited about Caroline to be in our camp, like I said before. And that is amazing to see her train, run, support a club. And so it is it's a privilege to have her in our camp.
Well, it certainly is indeed. Donna, big week in South African running, Comrades Marathon. It really does just highlight our running scene, and has done for a long time. We've got 3 days of expo, then the race day. Lots of excitement from a KPMG side. Of course, Caroline, one of your big tickets. I know Colleen de Rurk's out, the South African Marathon record holder. You had her here for Two Oceans. She's now running her first ever Comrades, which I think is amazing. So some big things coming from you guys this weekend.
Yeah, it's not only about Caroline and Colleen, and it's also about all our other elites. We try to see if we can win a team prize for KPMG and the ladies with Caroline and Leslie Train and Mitzi van der Westhuizen, who is the SA Veteran Marathon Champion for 2016. So we hope to have a good day on Sunday. And with Colleen in our camp as well, and it's wonderful to have Colleen in our camp as well. She just come to Two Oceans for a type of showcase run for KPMG, and to get the feeling to run an ultra marathon, you know. And she did very, very well. We're very proud of her as well. And the other day I talked to her coach and manager and husband, Darren de Rook, and he just says she was on a top of 60% racing pace, 60 to 70% in Oceans, but she's not coming for fun and games, and to come down to Durban for the Comrades Marathon to have a holiday. You will see her on Sunday racing.
Well, she really is a phenomenal athlete. I think there's a lot of excitement, but as you said, across the whole team, I know that women's category, that team category, always very competitive to see who comes out on top. Donna, lastly, I just want to ask you, I know 32GIR is a supporter of the club. How do you guys handle nutrition with your athletes? Is there something you prescribe to them, or do you allow them to do their sort of own thing?
We allow them to do their own thing, and especially with Mark Wolf, who is very, very supportive and very well-known nutrition specialist in the country. He answer all their questions and help them to take the right intake of nutrition before race day and after race day and during the race day. So it's a very, very privilege to have 32GI as a partner with KPMG Running Club. And I think it's a very, very important thing that Mark will be also en route to support the KPMG team with necessary needs if there is a problem on race day Sunday.
Well, Donna, very interesting stuff, very exciting stuff. Thanks for your time, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much, David, and for this opportunity to have a chat with me today. We will see later and again, and then we will see you on Sunday on race day.
Well, we really are blessed in South Africa to have a lot of fantastic elite teams. We've just heard from Donna Kutsia about the KPMG Running Club. We've heard about the Arthur Ford guys. And now we're moving over to the Max Elite team. Some phenomenal runners in their camp, including the very well-known South African runner, Prodigal Kamalo. I did a race last year, the Montesources Challenge, part of the Wild Series. He was the victor there. A very good runner, but a whole host of runners in their stable. It's a great pleasure now to welcome team manager Kewan Walker. Kewan, Comrades Week is here. Comrades is on, we're on the verge of Comrades. It's exciting.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show, David. I'm really excited, and yeah, Comrades is on this Sunday, and I actually can't believe it. It feels like yesterday when we were at Comrades last year. So, yeah, really excited to be in the race this year.
Yeah, we say that every year, can't believe Comrades. Even people aren't associated with the race, it's Comrades again, but it really does fly so quickly that year. And maybe part of the reason is, you know, yes, people take a month or so off, but a lot of people, then the training starts. So it's almost like Comrades is on the go the whole year. For your guys, for the pros, what kind of training are they doing? Are they in good shape? I mean, their build up, they've got some stuff in between, but their build up also starts into the year before for sort of this year's Comrades.
Yeah, definitely. With my athletes, from basically the 1st of November, that's when they start preparing their training and everything geared towards Comrades. And as you mentioned, they run races in preparation. Prodigal this year is actually taken a completely different take on Comrades, and he's actually being coached by the 1997 winner, Shaul Mateus, who's based in Hawaii. Yeah, so Prodigal's being coached by Shaul, and he's taken a complete different approach to it this year, where he ran just one marathon, which was a post-net marathon up in Maritzburg, which he won. And then a lot of my Lesotho guys took part in the recent Two Oceans, where they were in the top 10. And then in the DCM Kize, who won a car actually in the Nongoma Ultra, where he beat some very good Comrades runners like Bill Musa and Tembu, who's a defending downrun champ. So all of my guys that have been preparing for Comrades in the races that they've done this year so far, they've done pretty well. So I'm looking for some good performances on Sunday.
Kieran, I mean, Comrades, it's so far, anything can happen. We've got a list of sort of contenders who could win it. What do you think makes the sort of real difference on the day? I mean, all these guys have geared up. This is their goal. This is what they've trained for. But what do you think makes the difference between maybe just getting gold or winning Comrades on the day?
I think to win Comrades, you need to run the race of your life. So everything needs to go perfectly on the day, from the way you're feeling to the seconding team that's supporting you on the route, as well as the weather. And yeah, a bit of luck on the side as well, because like you mentioned, the race is so far. You can have the best build-up to the race, but then on the day, something as small as a stomach bug could ruin, you know, close to 8 months preparation for the race. So, yeah, the difference between winning and gold is quite big. And you get some guys who can always get the gold, but they just lack that finishing speed as well. You need to be really strong over the last 15Ks especially. And to me, that makes the difference between a winner and just another gold medal.
I think Caroline Vossman showed it last year after Polly Shorts. I think she ran the fastest split to the finish. Talking about Caroline, I know she's not in your camp, but, you know, she's on a bit of a roll. Do you think she can repeat at Comrades?
Yes, I definitely think Caroline is the one to watch. Last night I actually had dinner with Donna Kutsia, the manager of the KPMG team, and we were discussing Caroline's chances, and I really think that she's going to surprise a lot of people this year. And by surprise, I don't mean just defending her title, but I think also going after Frith van der Merwe's 1989 course record of 5:54. So I think she's bringing something special for Sunday.
Sure, that would be quite something. Kieran, that's sort of the last thing I want to ask you, looking at diet, I know a lot of your guys are also on 32GI. This is a 32GI Sports Nutrition podcast, so we need to touch on that. And it's such an important element as well in the race, is fueling not just on race day, but in the sort of week leading up. We did a podcast with Mark Wolf on that, but we also did a podcast a few weeks ago with Bog Musa and Tembu. And I asked him, you know, have you changed the way you eat? And he has slightly, but he says he sticks to what he knows, and that's worked for him always, and he's stuck to it. What do you find with your guys? Have you sort of been able to move them over onto a more advanced racing diet, or are they sticking to their traditional stuff?
Yeah, with my athletes, I don't like to change anything for them, because we have had an instance in the past where the 1 year Two Oceans, one of the previous guys that worked with us in Mr. Price's team, tried to get them to eat all this pasta and stuff the night before. and the next day they actually had terrible runs, and they actually had runny tummies and stuff from just eating a simple thing like pasta, which for you and I wouldn't have been a major problem. But these guys are brought up on their diet is very high in carbohydrates with the pap that they eat, and also very high with chicken. That's pap and chicken for most of my guys has been the winning recipe in terms of eating for the race and stuff. But on the day itself and also in training, 32GR, they sponsor our Max team as well. And on the day of the race, some guys also use the protein shakes along the way. And then the 32GR tabs as well I found really helped our guys. And I would put it down to the tabs as well as the difference between my guys getting gold at the end of the day and just another Wally Hayward medal or silver, because those tablets have really helped our guys, especially in the last 20 kilometers.
Well, you talk about those tablets, and just from sort of trial and error myself, I now use them to sort of keep me awake, make me more alert when I need to do a voiceover or an interview. And as a parent, I find they are a huge help. So you've touched on a great point. Those tabs, if you haven't tried them, are absolutely phenomenal. But Kieran, thank you very much for your time. All the best for your guys, and enjoy race day.
Yeah, thank you very much, David, and thanks for having us on the show. And yeah, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but we're looking forward to a great race, not just from the Max team, but all the other teams that are competing too. So I wish them all the best as well.
Well, there we go. Thanks to Kieran Walker. I hope you've enjoyed the three chats we've had on this podcast in the build-up to Comrades on Sunday. If you're coming down to the Comrades Marathon Expo over the next 3 days, I'll be broadcasting with Old Mutual Live. Pop in, maybe we can do an interview with you. And I know Mark Wolf will be down on the 32GI stand. He does move around quite a bit, but if you're lucky, you can get him there. And he is always willing to give some fantastic race day advice. But the biggest thing and the most important thing is don't try anything new on race day, whatever you do. Thanks for joining us on 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz. We'll catch up with you next week, and it'll be a bit somber with comrades having passed.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.